the Your Hometown Tour.
Today we head south to a perfect little country town about 25 miles outside downtown Chicago, the village of Homewood. Come along as we explore the local sights and sounds on this edition of Your Hometown.
Homewood has a farmer's market on Saturday, and they are doing a July 4th parade on Monday. I love those July 4th parades. Hey, on the phone, because we are touring Homewood today, and we like to feature people in that area and small businesses and big businesses, is Peter Clever Ng, Marketing Director of Homewood Disposal. I need to know a few things about recycling. And will there ever be a point where we won't be reliant on the triangle with the number and the arrows on the bottom of something? I would just like, Peter, something that says recycle or don't recycle. Can you help me?
Yeah, it's a confusing thing for many people. You're not alone, Lisa, that's for sure.
Good.
So those numbers on the bottom
kids
are helpful.
Yeah, and I love your recycling program for kids, because I went on your website in anticipation of talking to you, and you actually, you know, try and supply schools with toolkits so that you can educate children on what is recyclable, what is not recyclable, because there's so many questions when it comes to that.
We do provide it. Yeah, we like to start kids young, get them thinking about recycling early on in life. We have our recycling mascot called Wendy the Waste Truck, named after our founder, Wendell. And that kind of gives us a kind of like a open door to the kids so that they kind of connect with our cartoon Wendy. And those boxes came up during COVID. We couldn't get into local schools to tell kids about recycling, so we created these little toolkit boxes for teachers, and we sent them all over the south suburbs here, so we could educate kids even during COVID.
I think people my age need to be educated still as well, because we have arguments in my house like, does a pizza box go in or does a pizza box not go in the recycling bin? And you know, it's just
The pizza box is a big one, yep.
Yeah, and so what is the correct answer on that?
So what we kind of say is if that bottom of that pizza box is soaked with grease, let's put that in the garbage. But what I do at home is I rip the top off, because that's usually fine, and I put that in the recycling, and that kind of soaked, soiled piece I put in the garbage.
So you and your company, Homewood Disposal, has been a part of Homewood for how many years?
Yeah, so we started here in 1956, and we've been here ever since. We're a medium-sized company. We're family-owned, three generations now have been running the company. Our name's really tightly tied into Homewood. It's in our name, but we serve 80 communities, all the way from out in Morris, all the way to La Porte, all the way down to Kankakee. So Homewood is just one of the towns that we serve every week.
And so how much garbage do you have to get rid of? I mean, what are you dealing with?
What
kind of number? What's the volume?
Well, I can give you, so our recycling, I have a number for that. So we have about 600 tons to 900 tons of recyclables each day we go through here. So that gets dropped off at our facility, and we sort through all that and pull out the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff that, you know, people like you and I are sometimes confused about. And we make sure that that gets made into new products.
That's a lot. That's pretty good. There's a lot that can be found out about a town based on their garbage, isn't there?
There is, yes. Some people have, you know, higher volumes of yard waste. You know, if it's a town with big yards, you get a lot of yard waste. If they're really concerned about recycling, you can see a really high volume of recyclables. If they have big families, maybe they need two carts. So, yeah, we're in a town every day, and you kind of get a good feel about the community, because there's not many companies that are actually in a town every single week and really, you know, involved in that community in that way. So it's kind of unique in that way.
Yeah, you're at their driveway every single week. It's something that we don't think of. We just put the garbage to the curb and know that it's going to be gone the next morning. And I don't think people are very thankful for what you guys get accomplished. This is Peter Clevering. He is the marketing director of Homewood Disposal. We're featuring Homewood today on our Your Hometown series. So, Peter, what's some good stuff you can tell us about Homewood?
Well, the village has been great. I mean, we've been here since 1956, like I said, and we sponsor many events. You were talking earlier about the farmer's market. You know, we're involved with, of course, all the waste with that. There's golf courses in the area. And like I said, we get involved because we're picking up there every week and behind all these businesses and all these big events that they have. So we really get to know what's going on in the town. Really enjoy it here. We got a big building here right in Homewood, and then we also have a smaller building across the street in East Hazelcrest also.
And one of the big things that has changed, I don't know when it came about, maybe 5 years, 10 years, I'm uncertain, but boy, when it comes to recycling electronics, it's a whole new process, isn't it? You can't just put a TV to the curb anymore. You need to fill out an online form or pay $35. Is that something you guys pick up?
It is. Like you said, you have to, it's a special pickup. So you're right. 5-6 years ago, they banned some of those monitor items like a television or a computer monitor. Those can't go in your regular garbage anymore. So us and other companies, we can't just pick that and throw that in the garbage. So we need to create a special pickup, a separate truck to come out and ensure that that gets taken apart, disassembled, and anything in that and that monitor that might be harmful for the environment gets removed and taken care of properly.
And
people
need to know, Peter, because now they're texting in saying, can metals be put in recycling, such as brake rotors or pieces of pipe?
So what we say about, metal is that what you really want to stick with is those cans, those tin or metal cans and those aluminum cans. That's your safest way. Your safest bet is to stick with those. People get kind of out there. They put all kinds of random stuff in recyclables, thinking that they're recyclables. There's some really weird stuff that comes through. So we try to teach them that, basic recycling is really the best way to go. If you continually, day after day, week after week, do your basics, that's really the best job here.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to know. And what's the biggest issue facing your industry today?
I would say what we're talking about is really informing people about what's the right way to recycle, what kind of plastics to recycle. Everybody kind of knows that you can put your paper and your cardboard in there, but there's lots of different kinds of plastics, and just teaching them those simple steps that bottles, cans, tubs, and jugs is kind of the great starting point. If we really get that right, that's a big piece.
Yeah, well, I love that you just said, just start with the basics. Get that done. We'll be in a better place if we can at least accomplish that. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
He is from Homewood Disposal. They are part of our tour of Homewood today. It's our Your Hometown series. You'll hear from more people in that town. And Jared Payton is going to join us next on Chicago's Afternoon News. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.